The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. It's 8:45 and time now for our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. Every Friday morning, we get together with the George Real Estate Group crew. Someone from that crew, and Ari, you drew the short straw this morning. Ari Munoz with George Real Estate Group. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, and I can't tell you that this is the happiest I've ever been to draw the short straw. as always, it is an honor to be here to, highlight a hometown hero. It's contagious to talk about the positive things that happen in the community. I think we need more of that, so we love being a sponsor for that. We believe it's important, so we are happy to be here with you every Friday. And so the market, right? It continues to move in an impressive direction. On average, we have about 300 active homes in the market. About 120 of them are selling each month.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those transactions on average are $535,000 per home. 40% of our sales continue to be cash, which is a staggering figure. And it just goes to show that demand is high, supply is low, people want to move here. It's a wonderful place. I, of course, like Noah would say, I'm biased because I live here. I love it. It's beautiful. My family lives here. I've made the best friends of my life here. But it is nice to be able to feel like we're giving something back to the community and sponsor this. So I'll turn it now back to you.
All right. Get us in touch with the George Real Estate Group, Ari.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with us, we are located at 2720 Greenville Highway. We also like to joke and say that we are located in a dangerous place. There's Hubba Hubba Barbecue, which is amazing. They also started serving tacos recently. They're really good. We have the Wrinkled Egg. We have the Flat Rock Bakery. They have fantastic pastries and pizza. Come see us. We'll buy you a cup of coffee. We're happy to talk real estate with you.
All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate y'all sponsoring our show and bringing us people like Steve Sigmund. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope you are.
I'm doing well.
Steve is the band director at North Henderson High School, and I've been looking forward to talking to you all week long. I got involved in high school marching band festivals many, many years ago as the MC. And so there's a fever, there's a contagion there that, you really do get involved with kids. And tell us about 16 years at North Henderson High School. How's that flown by, I'm sure?
Well, sometimes it seems like it's been every bit of 16 years, and then sometimes it seems like it's passed very quickly. It's been a blast. This is moving home for me. I'm Andersonville High grad, and so is my wife and ancestors for years back. But coming home to here and to North was definitely a rebuilding project. We started with six kids that first year.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, there were six kids. It was an interesting sight to walk in the room with six kids playing Uno around a table. But we've come a long way since then, thankfully, and it's been a blessing. Although the pandemic affected us, we're going to be back around 100 kids next year in the band program, which is about a tenth of the school population. So that's great.
From 6 to 100. Oh, man, I can't imagine. Well, tell us about some of the accomplishments and some of the things that's happened in that 16 years. Like, you just recently had a big trip to New Orleans, right?
Yeah, so we have been really blessed to have the opportunity to travel around the country, at least as much as we can.
Yeah.
So every year we take a large trip in the spring with our concert bands, and those are the groups that meet during the school day in the normal classroom periods. So it's not the marching band, it's not jazz, it's our groups that most people would say looks like an orchestra, just without the strings.
Okay, okay.
And so that group has been, we've been to New Orleans multiple times, which is, of course, where we went last month. We Also have been to every place from Chicago, Washington, Philadelphia, Orlando, just different places. And we have been blessed to do well typically wherever we go. And I don't know if that's just the Lord blessing us or if that is hard work or a little bit of both. But it's been a wonderful thing, and the kids have really worked hard from the very beginning with those six kids. That were great kids, they work hard, and that's one of the reasons why I came home. Is not every place you could teach in North Carolina or in America would have kids that would work like ours do here.
That's amazing. That's great. Well, along the way, you have done a lot of judging in band festivals, and you've traveled around a lot yourself outside of just being the band director at North Henderson High. You adjudicate some band festivals still?
Yep. I typically do one a year in the marching band season, but it's a little difficult timing-wise because I still have my own group that I take out and compete with. So typically I'll take a week off and judge. And then when it comes to the concert band or jazz scene or other places, I'll get out there as much as I can, but it's admittedly not as much as it may be at some point. Simply because I'm still active in it myself, and I have to prioritize my own kids before I go and do a little bit on the side with judging.
And judging a band fest is a whole weekend. It really is a whole weekend.
Oh yes, we host our own the last Sunday or last Saturday, I should say, of October every year.
Okay.
It is quite the thing.
Really? It's an all-day festival? All-day band fest?
Yeah, last year we had, I think it was 21 bands.
Really?
From four states. And that is really the undertaking. If you drive past North Henderson High School in the afternoon on the last Saturday of October, it's going to look like, you know, I don't know. You could pick your analogy, but I think last year we had 45 buses, 50 equipment trailers, and about 5,000 people on campus.
It is an amazing day to go into Bandfest Stadium at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning and watch the day build as more and more bands, bigger buses come in. And by 9 o'clock that night, when the awards are handed out, the stadium is full, and you're announcing winning bands, and the place is going wild. It's that youth is incredible.
Oh yeah, yeah. The energy the kids bring is pretty unbelievable sometimes.
It's talking about big bands. One time, a dear late friend of mine, Bill Shipp, who used to own the Buddy K Big Band here. I asked him, what's the biggest challenge about directing a big band? And his response was real fast, and he said, getting them all to stop at the same time. And to me, that would be the challenge, getting them all to start and stop at the same time. How do you accomplish something like that?
Well, I'm not sure that I would identify that as the biggest challenge, but I know he didn't work in the school system with kids. There is an old saying in the music world that starting together a good band can do, but stopping together, it takes a great one. So there's some truth there that goes across the different genres of performance. But I would say that the most difficult thing for me on a daily basis is just simply managing all of the things we're managing at once. Everything from our band boosters and helping them to help the kids, managing the different needs of the kids, because we are a cross section of a school with a very wide socioeconomic demographic.
Right.
Everything from, you know, cultural to other concerns. Everything from school schedules to what might be best for who I have, and then who I have, what instrument do they play, and what instrument do I need them to play, and how do I need to develop each individual student while also considering the overall. It's a lot to manage at one time. But it'd be difficult for me to say there's one specific thing that is more difficult than the others.
Well, let's talk about Western North Carolina Award of Excellence recipient in 2016. Expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, so there are about 100 high school or middle school band directors in Western North Carolina that are. The state of North Carolina has split the bands into 7 different districts.
Okay.
Just based on geography and the number of students in the district. And we do that for reasons of the all-district and all-state bands. So if you're an athlete and you get put on the all-region team or the all-state team, that team never actually forms. It's just people who are selected to it based off statistical categories.
Okay.
But in the band world, if you audition for that honor, and if you earn the honor, the group actually gets together and performs a concert.
Oh, great.
So that's why we're split into districts mainly. But every year, each district selects a director that they think meets the criteria for the Award of Excellence. And I think in 2016, I just didn't have anybody else to pick, so it ended up being me.
No, you're humble. So you said you have a band fest coming up in October. I know it takes a ton of volunteers to make something like that happen.
Yes, sir. We usually use every one of our students. And then we have band parents, band grandparents, aunts, uncles, other people from around the school. Dr. Shepherd, our principal, usually jumps in there a little bit. It's definitely all hands on deck. But it's at the same time, it goes very smoothly because of the folks who come to these events. It's easy when the clientele are great folks. And typically in the music world, at least in the high school band world, that's what you're dealing with.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, you have other hats that you wear. Tell us about serving as, in the past, you served as the music minister at Fruitland Baptist Church.
Yes, I did that for a little over a decade.
Yeah.
And I was honored to do that, humbled to be called to serve in that way. And then for the past almost a year, a little less than a year, I have served as the pastor of Families, Education, and Evangelism at Horseshoe First Baptist Church.
Okay.
And that was quite the shift. A few years ago, the Lord called me to serve him, and so I started in seminary. And I'm actually finishing in a week, finally.
Fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, 3 years on.
That's
been difficult.
Great.
But
that's great, Steve.
It's been a blessing. It's a little difficult to manage both, but
I'm sure
it's a wonderful ministry to be able to serve the kids and to serve the church, and then to be able to put the two together, trying to provide for the needs of children during the day and encourage them and teach them the different things that come along with music is a really easy transition into the things that everyone needs to know about Christ. And while I certainly have to be careful with separation of church and state issues, it's still quite the easy leap, and it has created connections that have really borne fruits that I certainly could have never borne on my own.
That's great. That's great. Well, tell us about the family. There's you're busy at church and you're busy at school, but you're busy at home too, right?
Always, yes. My wife Stephanie and I, we've been married since 2006, and it has been just joyous every day. And I know some people say that, but I really mean that. I am so blessed to have her in my life. She's the one that softens my rough edges, and unfortunately, sometimes maybe I add some rough edges on her side, but. It's been wonderful. We have 2 children, William and Emma. They are 13 and 7, and every day they keep us on our toes.
Oh yeah,
which is to be expected. I know every parent will say that, but they have been so supportive in this. William is in the Apple Valley band that just went to Carnegie.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they he'll be in my band next year,
that's great.
Which is really, really well. It's hard to describe what it's going to be like to have my own child in the group.
I can imagine. Roger Caldwell, that was the band director at Inca High, had his children in class. And, I remember when he was talking about that.
Yeah, Roger and I are friends. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, we've got a run here. We've got some certificates. Ari's got a Hometown Heroes certificate over there for you. And he's also got some certificates at area restaurants and so forth. But I guess the most important thing is we need to remind everybody of that upcoming band festival in October. That's a major fundraiser, I know, for you, the for you guys, and that date again is?
It is October 26th, and everything that we make on that goes directly back to the students to provide for their travel.
Yeah.
None of it is spent on instruments, uniforms. That's all provided by the school system.
Steve Sigmund, band director at North Henderson High School, our George Real Estate Group hometown hero. Ari Munoz with George Real Estate Group. We thank you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.